This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The Kremlin says Russian President Vladimir Putin is ordering forces to maintain peace in eastern Ukraine. It is not immediately clear whether or when troops would enter the country. As we learn of Putin's actions, Reuters reports Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urgently preparing an address in the early hours of Tuesday on Russia's recognition of Russian-backed separatist regions as independent. Zelensky tweeted that he was also planning to speak to Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan and European Council President Charles Michel after earlier speaking to U.S. President Joe Biden and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. After President Putin announced the recognition of separatist regions in Ukraine, he signed decrees recognizing the Donetsk and Luhansk regions' independence. The United States and the European Union responded by saying they would impose sanctions. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki said President Joe Biden will soon issue an executive order that will prohibit new investment, trade, and financing in the regions or anyone determined to operate in those areas of Ukraine. She said those measures would be separate from tougher sanctions the U.S. is preparing in case of a Russian invasion. In a joint statement, European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and Council President Michel called it a blatant violation of international law. The statement also said, without elaborating, that the bloc will react with sanctions. Leaders of France and other nations condemn the move as well. We're following the latest news on Russia and Ukraine on voanews.com. This is VOA News. About 60 people were killed and dozens more wounded on Monday in an explosion at an informal gold mining site in southwest Burkina Faso. That according to state television, which cited local officials. The cause of the explosion in Pony province was not yet known, that according to Pony's High Commissioner Antoine Douamba, speaking with state television. Images showed a large blast site of felled trees and destroyed tin houses. Bodies were also lying on the ground, covered in mats. A group of men gathered around a burning gay flag in Dakar Sunday and chanted, "Senegal will never accept homosexuality." Others held signs that read, "Senegal says no to homosexuality and we demand an end to the LGBT agenda." They were among the thousands that flocked to Place de l'Obélisque to call for harsher penalties for homosexuality. The event was organized by ultra-conservative Muslim groups who say homosexuality is being imposed on them by the West and threatens their traditional values. Northern Britain and parts of France and Germany were battered Sunday and Monday by a third major storm to strike the region in less than a month. The severe weather has flooded roads, knocked out power, and left at least 14 people dead. Storm Franklin brought heavy rains and high winds that disrupted travel and prompted more than 140 flood warnings across England and Wales as of Monday. The storm moved through Northern Ireland and Northern Britain before moving on to France, where a couple in their 70s died Sunday after their car was swept into the English Channel near a small town in Normandy. Lawyers for Myanmar's military rulers have sought to have a case at the United Nations top court that accuses the Southeast Asian nation of genocide against the Rohingya ethnic minority in 2017 dismissed. The reason? Lack of jurisdiction. Public hearings at the International Court of Justice went ahead on Monday amid questions about who should represent Myanmar in the aftermath of the military takeover of the country last year. International tourists and business travelers are arriving in Australia after it lifted its final travel restrictions for fully vaccinated passengers. Families are tearfully reuniting after separations of 2 years or longer, forced by some of the most draconian pandemic measures of any democracy in the world. Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews says all travelers' vaccination status will be checked.